In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's gospel is on the verge of Christology and discipleship. It is the definition of who Jesus is through the eyes of those who will walk with him, and it is a description of what it means to begin to walk side by side with Jesus, for them and for us. Let me begin with a question. How are things with your spiritual battery today? I don't know about you, but in the middle of COVID-19 and a lockdown, there are moments where others' behavior is beginning to just sort of scratch at my soul. Is it true for you? You're finding that you've got less patience than you usually do, less tolerance, perhaps, not only with others, but even yourself. How are things with your spiritual battery? All this was brought to the forefront for me yesterday morning. We were taking the car in, yes, my new one, and apparently it had some issues, and I went in, out to the parking lot, turned it on, and nothing. I mean nothing. Dead. Not there anymore. It was in that moment that I realized that maybe it wasn't just the car's battery that was beginning to suffer the consequences of the environment that we're finding ourselves in right now. Well, we spent the rest of the day booting up the battery and getting it ready to go into the repair store day. How are things with your spiritual battery? It's my hope that in the next few moments, I'll be able to offer some thoughts, reflections, and suggestions that might help with yours and mine. As we look at John's gospel, we know that he is introducing someone with a full spiritual battery. His focus is on Jesus being human and divine, in that order, presenting both identities side by side. Let's encounter the gospel where it begins for us today. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. Why? Why did he decide to go to Galilee? Is there a chance he had an intent, a motive, that he hoped to encounter these men? Maybe even that he knew he would encounter these men. He had decided, made it an intentional choice to go to Galilee. Although you and I can do very little these days, that doesn't remove our opportunity to be intentional. Intentional about our hopes and dreams and goals for the future. For the next year, everywhere I go, everywhere you and I spend time together, you will see me with this book. It's sort of a journal, but actually what it is all of your hopes, dreams, and goals for the future of this place, this community, how we will do mission and ministry together in this place, and how we will respond to issues of social justice and outreach in everything that we do. I'll be taking notes in every conversation, an opportunity for future reflection and prayer as we zone in together on those things that are most important for this church and its community of believers. It's exactly what Jesus was beginning to do in John's gospel today. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." He found Philip. If he found Philip, that means he was looking for Philip. So many people say, "I'm trying to find myself," or in spiritual terms, "Is God looking for me? Does he even care?" This is biblical evidence that Jesus comes looking for us. He has a meaning and a purpose for your life, if you'll accept it. The passage goes on. Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew, but not just Andrew, Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Now, Nathanael had a bit of a tongue. If you've ever heard the phrase, he was sharp tongue. He had a bit of attitude. And so he fired back this. Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" If you're from a small town, you understand how this works, right? That people look at small towns or villages or hamlets and say, "Can anything good come out of a small, as my son used to describe it, desolate place?" Well, indeed, God calls people from all places, from all experiences. That's good for us to know. That God is searching for us and wanting to call us to a particular ministry. And yes, others will tease and poke and jab at where we're from or where we went to school or what family we were connected with. And God really doesn't care about those details. What God calls to us is this. Are you willing? Not even if you're ready. Are you willing to respond to a specific goal and task? Are you willing to have conversation about the hopes and dreams and goals that fill your heart and mind for the future of your life and the life of the church? You're invited to participate in those conversations. And the passage goes on. Philip said to him, "Come and see." We are invited to come and see who Jesus is, and there's many ways to do that. One of them is what you're doing right now, participating in worship services both on Wednesdays and Sundays, picking up the Bible, and going to some of your favorite passages, exploring new ones, attending Bible studies on Zoom, picking up spiritual formation books, ordering them online to be saved. There are all kinds of ways to encounter Jesus through prayer and meditation. "Come and see," he says. Come and see. Seeing is believing, say a few. How are we prepared to see Jesus in the next week? By searching for him and allowing him to find us. Not putting up the barriers, but taking down those barriers and walls so that he is able to speak into our lives and we will have an open enough spiritual ear to hear what he has to say. And the passage goes on. "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. Nathanael asked him, 'Where did you get to know me?' And Jesus answered, 'I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you.'" What's he saying? He's observing, listening, watching, not only for him, but for you and I. Indeed, he is searching us out, wanting to be in relationship with us, inviting us to be the disciple, that is to walk with him in this world and in this place. And the passage goes on. Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." A proclamation of who Jesus is. How did he know? He knew by seeing Jesus. He knew by listening to him. Before Jesus had had an opportunity to do any miracles, any extensive preaching, he was able to look at Jesus in the eyes and to know that there was a holy presence there, that he was the answer that they had been looking for. Jesus is the answer that we have been looking for. It is through following his example and his word that we will experience the blessings in this life and in the next. And the passage concludes in this way. And he said to him, "Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." It was an affirmation and an agreement. An affirmation and an agreement. When God calls and we respond and we are willing to walk with him, extraordinary things can happen. The transformation of our soul can happen. The joyous journey of walking with Jesus can happen. Amen.